All right, welcome back to the Episode of Struggle Studio. This is episode 87. I'm Grant, joined by my other two hosts, Cassius and CJ.
What's up?
Before we get started, a little housekeeping. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, which is Studio Struggle, our Instagram, Struggle Studio_, our TikTok, and our visual for the podcast, which is just Struggle Studio. Mm-hmm. We also have a gaming channel on YouTube, Struggle Studio Gaming. Shout out to our people who donated to the gaming, bro. Chrome.
Ooh, going crazy.
And, damn, I'm missing one, bro. I'm gonna miss you, bro. But thank y'all so much. But
ball out of control, bro.
You already?
Yes.
Girl, right. How did it feel to have the first donut, bro? Like, you want to cry, nigga?
Bro, Brian. Shout out to Coma Brian. Okay, hey. I remember. I ain't fake like that, bro. I ain't feel like that. But honestly, bro, I was not expecting for us to get a donation so fast, bro. Because again, Struggle Studios is not just me, bro. It's all of us, you know. Mm-hmm. So. Niggas, even niggas in the stream, they call me Struggle. I gotta let them know, bro, that's not just me. So it feel good for us finally, like, feel like we, like, I know we ain't accomplished our shit yet, but like we getting closer to it. If this is feel like to me, hitting milestones. Shake my head, still going there to see it though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But you know, it was good. It was a good feeling overall.
Yep. And also thanks for everybody who dropped some topics today. You know, we definitely get to a few of them. So, appreciate the input for the podcast. You guys, you're all part of the show, bro. We're all Struggle Studios over here.
Yes, sir. Shout out Jeff. Shout out Jeff. And Sternal. But let's get into some hip-hop in real life shit.
Yeah. We started talking about this a little bit during, like, the stream.
Yes.
And we got some... We vehemently disagreed, and I ain't gonna lie, bro. My business has not changed, bro. So, you were pretty much saying that Kendrick should have... perform better than he did. Yep. I don't remember the exact amount he sold. I know it was like almost...
Nah, I got it right here. Don't worry about it.
Almost 200K, right?
It was like 285. Let me see. Kendrick. Lamar. First week sale. What's the album name? Like Mark... Bro.
Mr. Morale.
What's his name?
Mr. Morale.
Yeah, come on. Say it. Name.
Mr. Morale.
Big Steppers.
The Big Steppers. That's what it was.
All right. It end up selling 295,000.
Yeah,
almost 300,000.
Yeah, which is not a small amount.
It's not a small amount at all.
But you think he should perform better than that?
Yeah, I think he should have been past Donda.
Past Donda.
Yes.
And that's why I disagree, bro. How can someone who's not bigger than that person sell more than them? It's like some no name, like
27?
Not no name, but like it's like who's a big artist? It's like Lil Baby trying to outsell Drake.
No, it's not.
How?
Musically, 2017, Kendrick is bigger than Kanye. Bigger than Kanye?
No, he's not.
Yes,
he's never been bigger than Kanye.
Yes, he is.
No,
yes,
he's not.
He is.
It's crazy.
2017, damn era, he is bigger than Kanye. Guess
it's not true.
What do you mean
it's not true?
Bro, they hold Kendrick higher than they hold Kanye in the rap community, because you can't say it's not true.
I don't think so. I don't bet either.
Kendrick gets no L's, because no one ever clowns Kendrick. Mm. He's only praised.
Yeah, that's good, but that don't mean like the state of like the work.
He's always top three. He's always in top three.
Yeah, but I think Kendrick has like, not Kendrick, Kanye has surpassed that level of freaking Kendrick status. I think he's in the legend status right now. Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, well, you know, with Jay-Z and all them. Like, that's.
Yeah. I agree. I'm saying in 2017, Kendrick Lamar was bigger than Kanye West. That's what I am saying.
Maybe more relevant. Maybe more relevant at that point in time.
Yeah. Relevant, bigger, same thing. Okay. Really. And I'm saying over the 5 years, he's only grown. He didn't shrink.
Mm-hmm.
He's only grown in word of mouth.
Yeah, I disagree with the whole grown part, bro.
How?
I don't think he grew that much. I don't. I think if you go and if someone like artist like Kendrick, who doesn't drop like freaking straight up like hits, though he has a couple hits, like not a couple, but he has a decent amount of hits, but he don't drop like consistent hits like a Drake would you know, somebody who's, you know, I can't think about it, like Lil Baby, something like that. He don't stay in the freaking cultural like zeitgeist for long, you know. Mm-hmm. He kind of drop and then disappear. I think it's hard for you to like grow an audience by word of mouth.
That's not true.
Well, you're not dropping anything.
Kendrick only did that. This is the first time Kendrick really did that. was just after, because he's like, well, from Damn to the other album, it wasn't that big of a gap. It was like a normal like album, maybe like a year and a half. Mm. This was a big ass gap. I'm saying that there's, I don't get how you say that no people has like latched on to Kendrick since he's been away. Like, no new fans have grown.
I'm sure he has a couple new friends, but I don't think it'll be that exponential where he should be like outselling the legend Kanye West.
I'm saying Kanye didn't sell that much because Kanye drops almost as much as Drake drops, mm-hmm. you know? Because, you know, Drake is still doing crazy numbers, but he drops like every year.
Yeah.
You know? Which is something niggas can't do. I don't get why he perked them. But mm-hmm. Kendrick, Kanye was dropping like every year. He dropped, before that, he dropped like Kissy Ghost, and he dropped Ye. Mm-hmm. Shit like that, you know, he hasn't really been taking a break. Maybe like, yeah. maybe the break from like, Life Pablo
yeah.
to, Kissy Ghost.
I feel like you proved my point, because Kanye's trying to stay relevant, so obviously he's going to sell more. If he's culturally relevant, he just getting dropped like a, this like his, Donda's like his comeback album, like.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Donda was
just,
like,
He just dropped Jesus is King and stuff.
Yeah, that, but people don't fuck with it like that, you know that.
It don't matter though.
Donda was like the Kanye West for the Kanye West fans. That was what it's for. Supposed to be.
Okay, see, you still not getting what I'm saying, bro. Okay, I'm saying Kanye was dropping. Okay, if Kanye had waited 5 years and dropped something, he would have sold Drake numbers. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. But the fact that we've been so saturated with Kanye is like, okay, another Kanye drop. Okay, we just decided because it's Kanye, you know? Mm-hmm. But we know what we're getting.
Yeah.
With Kendrick, he had this whole build up. You get what I mean? This is the build-up.
Okay.
And he still didn't sell as much as Kanye. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, Kanye, if anything, Kanye still got a lower numbers for like the legend that he is, you know? Mm-hmm. He should be selling what Drake is selling damn near. Because mm-hmm. we all agree that, I guess, like, maybe, like, not relevance-wise, but at least popularity, I think Kanye is still bigger than Drake, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like more people know Kanye West, whether it's his fat state and fashion, all that shit. I feel like he's still bigger than Drake, you know? But Drake still got bigger numbers than him.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, Kendrick had all that hype, okay? All this talk about him, all the word of mouth. Oh my God, new Kendrick. And then when he drops the album, he doesn't sell even more than the nigga who's been dropping consistently. Mm. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't think it was a flop per se. I don't think
I'm saying it's a flop to Kendrick, not to like fucking Lil Baby. Lil Baby sold this shit, that'd be crazy. Or Lil Uzi, or fucking Rick Ross, or fucking Pusha T. Anybody else sold this?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm just not a huge Kendrick fan. I just didn't expect him to sell like 800K or something like that. You know, like I just expected him to sell.
I expected him to sell somewhere on Drake's radar.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't.
No, I don't think he would.
He didn't.
Because that kind of music doesn't. It's meant to be like, you know, you can't just bump Kendrick, bro. I don't know. Most people don't just bump Kendrick.
I'm saying, but damn, they did.
I think Damn was a different kind of album. Like, Damn was...
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying... Okay, what I'm saying is... He should not be selling that... Okay, I feel like when Travis Scott dropped, mm-hmm. he's going to start around the same amount as Kendrick. And I feel like Kendrick should be past Travis Scott.
Okay. That's fair.
Do you feel like that?
I agree. Kendrick should be
more... And Kendrick was talking spicy before he dropped. Do you not remember that?
No.
Smoking on top fives?
Oh, that. Yeah.
Smoking on top fives? Nigga, who top five are you smoking on?
Stop playing. I'm that guy. Nigga, burn that hard drive.
I'm saying, nigga, you need to burn that album, nigga. Like, okay, and then niggas, okay, this is kind of a different debate, okay? Mm-hmm. So, let's go into top five now, right? Mm-hmm. I'm tired of niggas saying, I'm tired of niggas saying numbers don't mean nothing, okay?
Okay.
Because numbers mean shit, okay? Definitely. You can't say, the only reason it didn't sell that much was because of the content, you know? Mm-hmm. The content is a factor is why it's like that. Mm-hmm. It's really how it sounds, you know?
Okay.
The way you say it.
Do you think that, because I don't know what Drake did, I can't off the top of my head, like his last stuff, excuse me. Do you think that if he dropped a whole album full of Limp Bizkit Freestyle type songs, do you think it's so as much a normal Drake album itself?
Wait, what?
Like you know, Limp Bizkit Freestyle,
But that's not Drake, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if he did that, do you think that being, rappy kind of plays a part in how much you sell? You can rap well on there, but, it's not something that people want to listen to that often. So it kind of, already chops your sales a little bit.
Okay, but I'm saying, then, don't make music like that, then. what the fuck? Don't make a boring album.
You think Kendrick album boring?
Yes.
I don't think it's boring.
I think it was boring.
I think it felt kind of like a...
I think it's boring after one listen.
Okay, yeah.
After one listen, it's boring. The first listen, obviously, it's not boring because you know what's going on.
Yeah.
But after listening again, it's like, okay, it's kind
of
like...
Yeah, it didn't have a lot of replayability. I give you that.
So what I'm saying is, people like Kendrick's top five. Mm-hmm. Drake's nowhere near top five or some shit like that, mm-hmm. Okay?
That's if they say that, they're bugging, bro.
Okay, but I'm saying numbers matter that much. Because people act like numbers don't matter at all. It's all about content. Mm-hmm. How's it sounding? But I think it goes half and half, damn near. Mm-hmm. All right, you can't be some great rapper and not sell. You know?
Yeah.
If not, like, how are you a rapper? Like,
because look at people love freaking like Griselda, Benny the Butcher, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And but they do a lot of like boom bap rappy stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they don't sell the way that Drake sells. They might rap better than Drake, might rap better than Kendrick, but if they can't make like the songs that hit and slap like that to the masses, then you're never gonna be like, to me, you're never gonna be in the top five conversation.
Yeah, and I thought like a, while driving here, okay, I thought like a great analogy, okay. At least when I thought my hair, I ain't say it out loud yet, okay. Might come out flat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like think of it like movies, you know.
Yeah.
Like picture everybody being like, okay, I know this movie's not an example, but the whole theory, okay, is okay. Mm-hmm. But picture someone's like, oh man. Titanic is such a good movie, bro. It's top five movies. Mm-hmm. And then someone say, did you listen to it? I mean, did you watch it? Oh, no, I didn't watch it. so how are you something top? How is Kendrick a top five, but no listen to him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't say no, I listen to him.
I'm not saying no, I listen to him, but like how is he in that conversation, you know, sometimes? Or, and not even just Kendrick, like someone else, okay? Yeah, okay. If they don't have the accolades to be like, oh, he's top five, but you're not even getting listened to. Mm-hmm. So, like, How can anyone say that?
Because I think, and this is not how I go, but some people go by like impact or like I guess where they're at in their life when they heard the album. So they go for like how the album made them feel. Like, oh, this artist like freaking impacts me the most. This artist is like culturally relevant to me. So like my freaking top three might be different than your top three if you looking just objectively. Like, oh shit, when I was freaking 18, I was listening to freaking Malcolm Moore. He was my top three, bro, because he made me feel, you know, you know, some stuff like that. Like, it's more of like a personal reason than more of like a accolade reason. You know, like it's personally that you didn't just connect to you more than someone else would be. And put on what you're trying to be.
I'm just saying, it is more than almost 300,000 people saying that Kendrick's top five.
You don't think he's top five at all? Like, huh? you don't think he's
I'm
five?
Saying, okay, if everyone's saying that, mm-hmm. then why do they have more than 300,000 sales?
That's still a lot of sales, though. That's still a lot of sales.
I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, how are people going to say that but not listen to him, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like niggas just say that just a bandwagon.
It might be a little bit of that, but at the same time, you can't deny that he's not, like, good at making, like, good at rapping, you know? Like, he
I mean, he's good at rapping, yes, but, like, I just feel like he's gassed up to that point, you know? Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like he's that good of an artist.
Damn.
I'm gonna say it like that, bro. He's a good rapper. I don't think he's that good of an artist.
Okay.
That's why I feel. So yeah, I know you haven't said anything yet, see, but I don't know how you feel about sales. Should sales determine how you feel about a project or something?
I don't think sales should necessarily determine how you feel about a project. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say for like the masses or like
billboards.
Billboards. Or if you're counting them in the top five, but, you know, if you like a project, then what's stopping you from liking that project? You know, why would you have to worry about sales necessarily?
Okay. I agree with that. I remember it wrong. Let's say you're talking about a top five conversation. A top five conversation, all right, CJ? Okay. Talking about the greatest of all time. Do you think numbers should be included in that conversation?
Yes. I think numbers should be included in that conversation. Well, but I also think that their music quality and like stuff that they've done should be also included in that conversation.
Yeah, I do too.
Projects and stuff like that.
What were you guys?
Definitely. But then it gets to the point where like, okay, would you put like freaking Lil Nas X in the top five or whatever genre he does? A pop? No, but he did sell like one like the biggest song in the world. You know, it kind of how much do you weigh the numbers? Is what I'm trying to say. How much do you weigh numbers over like impact? Would you put Cardi B in the top five of rappers? Cause she do sell a lot. Like,
I mean, I think she's up there.
In the top five?
Not top five, but like maybe like top 20.
Okay. top 20 of all time?
I mean,
okay, we're way too young to do the whole like, oh shit, Jay-Z. That ain't none of our list, bro. Jay-Z's not on none of our fucking lists. Tupac not on none of our lists. Biggie Smalls not on none of our lists. I know the old heads probably hate us for that, but I'm not going to pretend to freaking put in my top list, bro. My list is probably like, top one. Kanye's probably in there somewhere.
Yeah, mine probably go like Drake, Kanye, Cole, Kendrick.
I'll put Travis in there. I ain't gonna lie.
And I'll put Future, Migos,
you Travis. All like Migos 3. All
yeah,
like,
Migos as a group. Is unit, yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, but then my top five list or my top whatever list are like people that I grew up with, not people like before.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like
Eminem's not in there, bro.
I feel like niggas be including niggas they don't listen to. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point I'm saying. Like niggas are saying Kendrick's top five, but these aren't top five members. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is like top 20, top 10. You know?
Yeah.
Something light.
Definitely.
Drake and a Bad Day. Dollar and demo tape numbers. Yeah. like this is not good. And I know. Damn, sold like 600K. Or 600,000, man. That's what I meant. 600,000, which is like CLB numbers. Mm. But that's what you know when we had like bundles, all that shit before. Travis Scott and Nicki Minaj doing that shit. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole meltdown, the billboards.
It was like ticket sales.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like selling wristbands for like one ticket. Yeah. Before that, before all that shit happened, Kendrick damn sold 600,000, and pure sales. I think it sold more than this right here.
Mm-hmm.
So like. Like to me, a flop is when you're just not going up like consistently.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go up like he literally stays like he's almost stagnant, if not dropped a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and I'm comparing him to himself, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing him to like well, I am in a sense because he's smoking top five, so then you want to be compared then.
Yeah.
At that moment,
I will say that only reason I put this I just to put a button in it. I don't think that any song on Kendrick's album. It was better than a single song on Donda, bro. I think Donda's worst songs is better than every song on Kim's album. Which is, it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. It's not horrible. But like, it kind of to me that explains why it wouldn't sell as much as Donda, because the music is not as good as Donda is to me.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. Also,
it's a more top five news. Okay, in my top five, like mm-hmm. I said, the Migos. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Word in the street is Migos are splitting.
Damn.
How y'all feeling about that? How you feeling about that?
I don't know. Okay. Well, let's take it for face value first before I break it apart.
Who is the Migos just?
Yeah, Migos. Okay. You know, they got hits like Bad Muji, T-Shirt.
Fight Night.
Then,
Get Back With Ya.
Yeah. They I think they've been the dab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have said that shit somewhere.
Yeah. Over the past week or so, I guess Offset, which is one of the members, unfollowed Quavius and Takeoff from his two group members from the rap group. He unfollowed them on all socials, I guess. And it was kind of weird because they're always like, you know, they're like three brothers almost. I think they're literally like related.
Yeah, they are related.
Yeah, and he unfollowed them, and then Quavo and Takeoff dropped their own song.
Like solo.
Yeah, or I guess
no. The song we listen to.
Yeah, duo. Like a duo.
They draw hotel lobby.
Yeah, and to me, bro, if this is real, it's kind of sad. Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Is it?
I think so because I think they were kind of like they're kind of iconic, you know. Like I don't care if they like do the solo projects, but like for them to if it's like a beef, bro, it's kind of sad to me. Like it's like they had Bad and Bougie, bro. I remember when they were freaking like First 48, like back in those days, like grimy, like
yo, rich niggas.
Yeah, YRN, bro. I remember back in those days.
Mama.
Like for them, like to get money and blow up and then just split up, you know, it'd be crazy to me. But I ain't gonna lie, the song they dropped, the song they Quavo Takeoff drop, it's kind of heat, bro.
I'm gonna answer like this. Do you think either sides need either other? Like, do you think Quavo and Takeoff need Offset? And you think Offset need Quavo and Takeoff?
I'm not trying to hate, bro. Only person that needs somebody right now is probably Takeoff. Takeoff needs one of them, bro. And other than that, like, Quavo will be fine on his own. I think Offset will be fine on his own. Even Takeoff will be decent on his own, but, because he raps good, you know?
I just don't think he's that plausible.
Like, yeah, I think it's, like, the...
palatable.
The personality or the persona behind the music. It's not really, like... When you take the music away, you don't, really, like, get to know who he is, you know? Even though you don't really know who these niggas are at all, but, like... It's, like, their personality comes through to the rapper, through their, through their music, and they kind of public too with their stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Takeoff is more private, I guess. So I think he probably would be affected the most if they were to break up. But I don't know. I think Quavo and Takeoff could like freaking keep it going, just them two.
Okay. And some more new shit news. All right, we got our late rapper XXXTentacion dropping Dropping his his fucking documentary this Friday, I believe. I think the 26th of May. Yeah. And you know, I'm excited to see it. I already know it's gonna make me feel the type of way, bro. Just watching all that, all the old memories, all that shit. Cause this one looks like he's been recording it for a while, like before he even popped off. Like he already knew the vision that he was gonna be there.
Yeah.
And so I think it's gonna be cool to see. And with it dropping, he's also dropping True Love.
Yeah, he dropped an album too, or just
I don't know if it'll be an album. I wouldn't be surprised if it was dropping an album. But yeah, I know True Love's coming out. So do you think Donda 2 coming out too? What do you think?
I think so. Because Donda apparently Donda 2 was supposed to. It was rumored. It was supposed to drop like a couple months ago, but
I mean, it dropped on stems.
Yeah, but like dropped like everywhere. Yeah, I can see it dropping soon, but I think it'd be a minute, but between this and then Donda 2, because I don't think Kanye want to step on what they're doing, you know. But I don't know. I like the song True Love. It's probably one of my favorite songs off of Donda 2. You know, I didn't listen to Donda 2 that much.
Yeah.
But
because you couldn't, nigga.
Yeah, because I couldn't. But I don't know. It's gonna be fire, bro. I heard it. So unless it changed it.
Yeah, I'm saying you think you're gonna change it. I might get something gonna change it.
You think it take Kanye off?
No, I don't think Kanye off. I think it's gonna change a little bit. Cause I feel like X said more than what he said, you know.
I mean, I'm welcome to the change. Only thing I don't like about when rappers like or people pass away and they make music, sometimes the music sounds like unfinished. You know, it sounds like they kind of like loop the same, like you know, same three words over and over again.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's that, then just leave it how it is because the song's already good. I feel like you know, I feel like X song a lot. I feel like an older X song, like Question Mark or
yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen anything about the documentary, but I'm excited to see it. I hope they put some like freaking effort behind it. Do you know what it's dropping on?
Hulu.
Hulu? Oh,
yeah,
that's crazy. I'm definitely gonna watch it. I'm a big X fan, you know.
They ain't holding nothing back either. So yeah. I just don't want to start. I don't want to see a new wave of hate, bro. Like bro, nigga dead.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened. Yeah. Whatever didn't happen, didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga dead, bro. So, I hope we trying to fucking piss on a grave.
Yeah. I like when documentaries are honest. But, like, most every documentary has, like, a bias. Like, they're trying to show you a certain angle. Like,
yeah.
Every documentary has that. But, like, I like when documentaries are raw and, like, you can just choose what you like. Even if it's, like, not really, like, a this side or that side type of documentary. You can just kind of just see for what it is. You know, you can tell they're not trying to, like, for you can make the person look good, make the person look bad either. It's kind of, like, this is what it is, and you just let the freaking art or the person speak for itself.
I agree.
I hope it's that, you know. I'm definitely gonna watch it. Like I said, pretty big X fan. CJ, are you excited for this? Do you know who XXXTentacion is? He got songs like "Look at Me,"
Moonlight.
He has a song with Trippie Redd.
Fuck Love.
Yeah, Fuck Love. If you ever seen those sad memes, is his song. It's called Jocelyn Forest, but it's you've already heard the music. You probably don't know
the name. I didn't know it's like X.
Yeah.
Then I guess I gotta watch, or maybe watch that documentary. Who knows? But I guess I'm kind of excited. All
right. Yeah. To me, X didn't really make like bad music. To me, like it was some music that wasn't for me, like the screamo shit. But it didn't like freaking sound like what the fuck is this? You know, like Skip. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like F made like mood music.
Yeah. Like, now, and he has such like a range and a variety.
Yeah, it always something that come on that you like. It might not be like that song, but he doesn't have a song that you want us to right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, I got a couple of his freaking like his like slow like rock songs a little bit. I got a couple of those. Like he made a like he's pretty talented, bro.
I agree. And to some more new music, we got Lil Baby dropping. I didn't hear about this. You told me.
I don't know if it was album or a single, but people were saying album. I heard like Rap TV said it was album, but he dropped like a little. It's like a 7, and it was like a ? And then it was like 2022. So I don't know if it's his turn again. I don't know what the album's gonna be called. I'm not gonna lie.
It's going and bite the bullet.
I'm not really that excited for it. Like, and there's nothing that
Lil Baby is stale.
It's not. I think what do we
did? They left nigga out too long.
I think he oversaturated himself. To be honest,
nigga stale, bro.
He oversaturated himself. I think he made a little bit too much music. And like, not that's a bad thing. But when you sound kind of like similar on every song, you know, it's kind of like
he's on every project, everywhere. You cannot skate, nigga, bro.
Yeah, he is on everybody album. Lil Baby's on there, bro. Like, you don't get a break from Lil Baby. So
it felt like he already got albums here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm definitely gonna give it a listen, but like, I'm not like hyped for it. I'm not anticipating the way I should be. You know, between like album to album. Oh shit, Lil Baby dropping. Like, I'm not really anticipating like that. But
and for me, Lil Baby's not even an artist album to me. I mean, an artist. What's it all?
Album artist.
Yeah, album artist to me.
You think I got lucky with my turn? Or
huh?
You think I got lucky with my turn?
I'm not saying he got lucky. I'm saying he's not my type of person that I would like, okay, he dropped an album. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's more like, okay, oh shit, this song on fire. Oh shit, this on fire. Oh shit, this on fire.
Yeah, I'll listen on shuffle. I see a song, oh shit, he on here? I'll skip around.
Quick on here. Oh, got that one.
Yeah. But to be honest, my rule of thumb is if I listen to intro and it's not like you have a plan with your album, then I might give you this couple chances. But if I listen to intro and this freaking booty shaking, money throwing. All right, I'm put that shit on shuffle.
Damn, rip.
Yeah, I'm skipping, bro. Like,
I'm not a nigga.
Yeah.
Okay. A last thing on the hip hop side. Okay, a rapper that we previously clowned on XXL. His name was 24K Golden.
Mm-hmm.
He's selling tickets for $1.
Hey, bro, we going?
how y'all feel about that, bro?
I think it's.
First question: is he like a main rapper? Like,
no. He has like some big songs. Like, you heard Mood? Like, well, you always in a mood?
No.
Damn. Okay. his dollar, you see now.
I think the idea is smart, but I think it's a little too cheap. You know, I think it's like I think, okay, I don't know how, I've never been to a concert that I actually paid for. I walked past a concert one time, between Trey Songz, bro, head shirt off. I said, all right, I'm out of here. But, I feel like it's, like, almost too cheap, bro. If something like $1, you can get the freaking, the grimy hoodlums, the freaking, the nasty, stinky niggas, bro. You're getting the freaking, the greasy neck tour niggas, bro. Like, you're not getting, like, true fans or anything. You're getting, like, niggas who don't know who you are, but shit, I got a dollar, bro. I'll show up there, bro.
Do you think niggas who don't have fan bases should even...
Damn. Should he make music, bro?
Should even, like, tour and fucking, like, perform on stage?
I think they can't if they don't have the fan base for it. I think, like...
Like, I don't think we talked about it, but, like, a couple weeks ago, Smoke Perp had, he had a concert... And I only had 17 niggas.
17K?
No.
1700?
No.
Like 1-7?
Yeah, 1-7 like our stream. Like.
Dang.
like and subscribe, bro. that's crazy, bro.
Think how bad of all that is to have 17 niggas from performing that role now with X and Lil Pump, you know? But at least he got a show in New York for $8, you know?
$8?
Yeah, 24K Golden. He got a show in New York for $8.
Nah, that's kind of serious. I ain't gonna lie. You need to.
So,
hey, between the 5 and 6 range, bro. But, okay. I think the idea is smart, but, because if you get $100, bro, I mean, if you get 100 niggas, $100, but that's not enough money. You know, first thing, you're not making money.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And you're not bringing people. I think one of the main reasons ticket prices are high is that you don't want just anybody walking in a freaking stage, bro. You don't want somebody going to run up there and tackle you like Dave Chappelle. Like, or you singing something, running to punch you like your ex, bro. Like, you want a true fan, bro. Somebody paid their money, and they're going to freaking sit there and enjoy your music. Not going to freaking, like, boo, throw freaking carrot shit at you, bro.
But, I'll say this. Is that a bad thing that more people are listening to your music?
I don't think they're there for you, bro. They're there for you. Dang, bro. You want to go to the 24K?
Bro, it's four quarters, bro. Come on, nigga.
Shit, I got shit in my phone, my floor right now, bro. Like,
that's so bad, bro. Just don't do the show, man. Don't do the show. It's a bad look. Now, niggas not listening to music now. I'm telling you that right now, 24K, go there. Same thing with your friend Ian Dior, all right? Nigga who didn't want freestyle at SSL.
When your concert costs less than a McChicken, bro, you know something going wrong, bro.
That's the McChicken more.
Oh, shit.
McChicken up their price. It's 128 now.
Dang, McChicken, 24K, bro. I'm taking the McChicken, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Taking the McChicken.
That's
every
sad,
day,
bro.
Every time, bro. Taking the McChicken,
sad.
Bro.
That's sad.
For me and the McChicken in the room, bro, I'm gonna fold, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Pause. But now we can get it up to our gaming, TV, movie shit. Daredevil is returning, bro.
I never finished Daredevil. Neither have I.
You didn't finish Daredevil?
Neither have I.
One of the best fight scenes in freaking I've ever seen, bro. The prison escape? Woo!
Daredevil, I thought bro. I was Punisher.
No, Daredevil has his own. It's fire, bro.
Yeah, I know Daredevil was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Great show. Coming back to Disney Plus, they confirmed it. I'm sure he will cameo on freaking Echo, whatever. He might cameo on She-Hulk because they both lawyers.
Echo,
you know the girl from
She Hulk show.
Yeah, yes, boy. Yes,
who's sir. Echo?
You know Echo from Hawkeye, the deaf girl.
Oh, I stopped. I stopped caring. All right.
Did you definitely?
Yeah, they did it so quick. You
know. Dude, just
yeah. Sorry, copy his shirt, you know.
Yeah. So getting his own show, and I was hyped for a long time, bro. Mm-hmm. Then I realized, bro, Disney Plus making that, bro. And I was telling CJ this the other day, bro. I think, and hear me out, bro. I think they're gonna put too much money behind it. If that makes sense.
What do you mean?
I think what made the Daredevil show great. Well, no, I'm sure they put money behind it, but it's like, the camera was kind of like, it wasn't shitty, but the camera was like, it wasn't freaking HD, so you kind of had to focus what was going on, and like, they would like, do the scene, and like, kind of like one cut, like the camera wouldn't cut too many times, and like, the fight scenes were like, were on point, like, they made it for like, the freaking, the not great quality was like, the fight scenes were like, great choreographed. I haven't seen a great choreographed fight on
Disney Plus.
On Disney MCU in general, Shang-Chi was solid, I think, but like,
I think they had to.
I think maybe the best fight scene was probably like to me Green Goblin versus Spider-Man in No Way Home, and that scene kind of did inspire to me.
Well, it was the Spider-Man that gave Spider, but whatever.
Yeah. I just think that like they're not gonna freaking focus on what made Daredevil great. They're gonna put a bunch of money behind it. You're gonna freaking like. Make it a freaking CGI. We don't need CGI. Don't forget what they did to Kingpin on Hawkeye, bro. He gonna have no drip. He can run over trucks. He can get back up. You know.
I mean, I think they did Kingpin right. Besides, his fit.
No, they changed the tone of him, bro. The tone of Kingpin was a little off, bro.
Like, oh, and he looked like a little more like cartoony a little bit.
Yeah. I don't want that, bro. And I know we're not gonna get the same feeling as the show, bro. I'm glad they're bringing back the.
You think it's gonna feel like Power Rangers?
I think it might, bro.
I actually know what I'm saying. And like flying off.
Yeah.
Getting put like Kingpin or some shit.
Yeah. Or her making a stupid joke, bro. Like don't joke, bro.
Well, do you think Disney shows? This is kind of a separate topic. Mm-hmm. Disney Plus shows are hit or miss, or like.
I think it's hit or mid, bro. I would say hit or miss. Hit or miss. I haven't watched a bad Disney Plus show, but some of them are like Moon Knight. Moon Knight was kind of mid to me.
I think Hawkeye's pretty bad.
Hawkeye, I think is mid. I don't think it's bad.
I think it's bad and forgettable.
You think so?
Yeah, it was good. It was good for like the first two episodes, and then it just dipped out of nowhere out of quality.
Mm-hmm.
I think quality just dipped. Like, once I seen the fight scene with, what's the new Black Widow? I was like, bro, is he black? When was he fighting like a Power Ranger character? Like it looks so forced. It's like a dance. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't look like a real fight.
Yeah, it didn't like when I think it was Echo, Kate Bishop, mm-hmm. Hawkeye.
Yep.
And it, like, if you look in the background, like, they kind of
like they're dancing, like,
yeah, like they're not really fighting. Like, it's like a choreograph. Like, oh, so you think you can dance? Like, shit. Like, it was just like I said, they don't make good fight scenes for me. Like, they make good budget. Like, when like Thanos is throwing a moon at freaking Iron Man or something like that. Mm. If the fight is big and huge, then like, pause. If it's big and huge and beefy, you know, you can tell they put the money behind it. Like it's cool because explosions everywhere and Michael Bay shit.
I don't think that's true. I think they have good fight scenes. The fight scenes aren't that good. Like, okay, I think the WandaVision Vision fight and shit, that was good. That was a good fight to me. That was good to you?
No. It was just a bunch of niggas grabbing capes throwing around at me. Like,
I thought it was good to me.
They didn't talk most of the time. Huh? They fought for like 2 seconds and start talking.
Like, not like both of them, like Wanda versus what's her name?
Agatha.
Yeah. I think that fight pretty good.
I've got the fight.
It looked cool. I guess it looked cool.
And like,
but that's more Iron Man shit. That's more like.
Then we got Captain America versus Iron Man in Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I think that fight's pretty good too. It was short, but it was.
It was decent. I give it that.
So I just feel like it's more of a show problem. So that brings me to a point. Would you rather have Daredevil have a new movie or a show?
Show. So one show.
Oh, why?
I don't think that he's a street level hero, bro. Like, not no disrespect to him.
Yeah.
But I think he's a street level hero, and I think it's done better keeping him grounded on the street, bro. Like, I get it, he can have a street, he can be in a movie and be in the street too. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like when you go to MC movie and you freaking want to see MC movie, go to the theater and see it, mm-hmm. I think you want to see, like, freaking, not cosmic all the time, but you want to see something that will affect, like, something huge. I don't see a world where Daredevil can affect something that fucking, you know, the Hulk's doing, you know? I don't see a world where that happens. I like it. I like it in a series, bro. I think he's one of the people you need to spend time with, you know?
Okay.
Because I feel like almost like his character, like his struggle being Daredevil, is almost good as him being Daredevil sometimes. Yeah. And like, I feel like in the movie, you wouldn't get a full feel of that. It'd be like kind of rushed, you know?
And if they do, okay, wait, I guess I'm sorry. Is Homestuck trying to bring it back?
Yes.
Okay, so if they are bringing it back, I just don't want to rehash. Like, I don't want to know the backstory again.
It's a reboot, but like a continuation. I don't know what that means.
So yeah, like, I don't want to see him.
Are they redoing the characters from like the last series too?
Like, I think it's like the same character, same like mostly story, but like, I don't think he met Punisher yet. I don't think he like I think we catch up like in the middle of something that you kind of know the gist of it, but you don't really need to know it's not starting over. I think you kind of get the gist of it, but it's like, I'm sure they're gonna have a freaking how you got his powers type shit, and like. But it's like, you won't have to know the show. You won't have to know.
I don't want to go. I'm saying, I don't want to redo experiences. That I'm saying.
I don't think they're doing that.
Like, I don't want to see. I don't want Nelson to freaking his name isn't
Foggy.
Yeah. No. The main character.
Matt.
Matt. Yeah. Matt. I don't want Matt to
get body again.
Oh, nigga. I don't want Matt to go through. Oh, I'm not Daredevil. To like his friends when they already know. You know.
Yeah.
In the Netflix one, I don't want to redo that experience.
That's definitely happening, bro.
You think so?
Yes.
That's what I don't want. Like, I didn't find a way to make it feel like I haven't watched it already. I'm not gonna watch it. You know.
Yeah. I almost I have a bad feeling about it because they changed writers. It's not the same writers anymore.
Uh huh.
I mean, it's most. I think the cast come back for the most part. I know Kingpin's back and Daredevil's back. I don't see why they change the friends too, but I know the writers are gonna be different. I just don't want no comedic relief. I don't want no free haha. That's funny.
I will say, did you think the last Daredevil show needed a continuation or a reboot?
I don't think it necessarily like needed it, but I don't think that they were done, bro. I don't think that like the series was over with. You know, I think there was more to come before. I didn't didn't feel like still like oh shit, okay, this old Daredevil fight here now. Daredevil fight didn't. He just do like, it didn't feel like it was like freaking just running
the motions. Yeah, it's still like building up something big.
Yeah, the way it ended is like, okay, it could be ending, but it's still like
you're fired.
Yeah, it's still like you know, it still feels fresh to me.
Okay. All right. Oh, I guess I had a nerdy anime shit. I mean, not anime shit. Movie shit and TV show. We're getting some video games, all right? The weekend. We got our hands on Multiverse. How y'all feel about that? I'll get your first take, bro.
My first takes. To be honest, the game's kind of, I'm not going to say it's bad, but like, it's not poorly made either. It's like, it's some mid, bro.
I think it's mid.
I'm going to be honest. Like, the gameplay is just not there for me. Maybe that's just me.
Do you think, or first, Cash, let me ask you. Okay, but do you think that's because you already had expectations for something else? Like when you first lied in the multiverse, you were expecting Smash 2.0, Smash 2.0. And when you got on the game, it didn't feel like Smash. It felt completely different.
Maybe that is like kind of a reason.
Like you thought it would be down lights, up lights. Like juggling type shit, because it's not really a juggling. It's not really a juggle based game to me. Like from what I've seen, what most characters. I know like Wonder Woman and the girl from Game of Thrones can juggle, but like I feel like some characters like Batman can't juggle in the air. I don't think really. Like he can do a couple hits, but most characters are kind of like one tap attacks. You know.
Yes.
That's what I felt like the game felt like to me. So do you think that's the reason that you think is kind of mid?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
You're talking Multiverse, right?
Yeah.
Multiverse is, to me, I had a few gripes about it, but for the most part, I kind of liked it. My gripes were that, like, to be honest, it felt kind of chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's, like, four people on the screen. It felt like so much stuff going on on the screen. It's kind of hard to keep up with your character, you know? Smash did a good job of, I don't know if, like, Smash more zoomed out or something like that, but it did a good job of, like, you don't really lose your character often. Like you, every now and then you might lose your character, but like the freaking smoke attack or like somebody do like a crazy blast or something like that, you're not gonna lose. Oh shit, where am I? You know, it kind of felt like the characters kind of blend in with the background a little too much. It was kind of saturated. You know, even though it did look glow on it, it still looked kind of weird. I don't know if it's just the demo. I think this game would be better if you had like stocks. You know, I don't know if this demo didn't have stocks on it, but like. Mm. Cause I seen like somebody doing like 1v1 and that shit look fun as hell. Like doing fight, I think fight
1v1 were fun.
Fighting somebody 1v1 would seem like it'd be super fun, you know. Like, but doing like a party, like a full like stream, it's kind of like I'm mashing the whole bit somebody, you know. Like kind of like it's hard to focus on like what you're trying to do, you know. I like how they try to differentiate themselves from Smash by giving like points for like the kills and points for like assists like that. But it kind of
you can do that in Smash.
But yeah, it kind of feels like almost like. You're not really like can't focus. Like say if I really want to focus Grant, fight Grant, but I see that CJ's health is low and I want to win, I might stop fighting Grant and go kill CJ. You know, might go steal somebody's kill. You know, it's not really focused on like winning, but I'm sure they're gonna add like stock stuff like that. It felt kind of
keep in mind, everybody. This is just like a beta.
Yeah, just a beta. Yeah. I think this whole point of them doing it.
And again, we didn't play the main mode either.
Did we?
It's
focused on 2v2.
Yeah. I will say, the characters feel kind of heavy compared to Smash, which I'm sure they try to different stuff a little bit. They feel kind of heavy, you know, like it felt like I wouldn't say heavy. They didn't feel heavy.
I just feel like there's less they could do.
I think the characters fight a little like too fast almost. Like I think the character like they're fighting a little. It's harder like if someone's like mashing. It's hard for you to get. It's hard for you to, like to stop them from mashing. You know, it's hard for you to like stop them from like, almost like if I do
on you.
Yeah, if somebody's doing a, like attack on me on Smash Bros. Right, it's hard for me to freaking on this game. It's hard for me to dodge out of it and then get them back. If someone's doing like they're just tapping punch. It's hard for me. I feel like it's hard for you to stop from doing that. You know.
Yeah.
But then again, we want to play them like 4v4. Somebody throwing something at your back, something like that. But to me. The foundation is there.
Yeah.
I think the creativeness is there. It didn't feel like a complete copy of Smash. Like it didn't feel like this is Mario for this game. And I feel like they're having fun making a character. I've seen like Tom and Jerry's like the whole time they're fighting. They're not fighting the enemies. They're fighting each other, but you're just getting hit. I like that, like when Velma like looks for glasses, like the whole screen get blurry. I was like, that's cool, you know. And you know they put love in the game. I like the outfits, stuff like that. I like the whole like battle pass system. Yeah, and make you feel like you like fight for a reason.
Yeah.
And this is a good example of how to do your demos and betas, you know. This, I won't say it felt like a full game, but like if I really was invested in like playing the game, it felt like I freaking would. It makes you want to play the beta more. Like I want to kind of like the characters. I kind of want to see what the suits look like. You know, I like how you did the beta. It seemed like a pretty much a full game almost.
Yeah,
I give them that. Overall, Grant, don't we're not even hook, bro. You said it's gonna be better than God of War.
No, I did not. I said it'd be a bigger game. I said the game be better.
Didn't he say it's game of the year?
Yeah, he
did. Better.
He said game of the year for him.
Okay, is this game of the year for you still?
It depends when it drops. Like, because it had oh my god, bro, it had some bugs in it, bro. Okay, it had some bugs in it. Like, since you're going invisible and shit. Mm. Like, if it's gonna be like that, if it's gonna be a buggy mess. And obviously, I can't predict that. Okay, I can't predict it's gonna be a buggy mess. But if it fits that, add some like a little new tweaks like with like free for all, having just you can have three people, like having four people. Having a 4-people max limit or minimum limit is stupid to me. So
minimum limit. I also think the map should be bigger. I guess.
Yeah. Not even if that. Okay. I feel like the maps. Okay. If we was playing Smash, I feel like it would work. It's feel like that. I feel like the attacks are so crazy that you need a bigger stage. You know.
Yeah. And like, I think you should go bowling at it at a full 8v8, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh yeah, 8 player free fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, because it does seem kind of dated.
Isn't the map kind of small, though, for 8 players?
Oh, I'm saying it's a bigger map. But,
yeah. They would need to have that.
Yeah. It does feel kind of dated having a 4-player maximum and a minimum for free-for-all, you know. So that's something I would approve. But, yeah, I think when it drops, I feel like it's going to still be one of the games of the year.
And so far, none of the characters felt like a carbon copy of another character. It didn't feel like freaking Mario and Luigi. Luigi is different. But you can kind of tell they kind of built up the same. Like,
Yeah.
I ain't seen none of that. I hope they get that up. I don't want to freaking get like Robin. He fights like Batman. It's a free. Yeah. But it's cool. I'm excited for the game to come out. It's free. And for a free game, look like they're putting some effort behind it. Ain't no Brawlhalla. I know your Brawlhalla stands out there, bro.
I think less than Brawlhalla.
Already better than Brawlhalla, but I ain't gonna lie.
All right. Okay. Speaking of casting on games, bro. We're showing some games right now.
Yes, sir.
What are some games that during your lifespan was popping as fuck, but now no longer popping? You know, the games that fell off.
Jump Force.
Damn.
I say that right now.
Jump Force. But Jump Force is service off.
Yeah, but.
But that's for a reason, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't reading, that's for license reason. But I think it also fell off. I think didn't he kind of die?
Okay.
When you fight the same niggas like
should we only include games that were on? Cause I feel like was Jumper really on?
I guess for a niche it was for like people who love freaking anime games. If it was like freaking fighter level of like freaking love for the game, then it would have fell off. Like if they put the developers like put like fighter level effort into the game. I think it would have been stuck around longer, so I think it fell off.
Think about Jump Force. I don't feel like Jump Force fell off. I just feel like it was never really on from the gate. You know, I feel like niggas already kind of like had a weird obsession on it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like Snubber Striker. You know, like Naruto Snubber Striker. People say the game fell off, but niggas are still on that shit, and you can get on like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if not, it's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
To like their niche.
Yeah. I would say get it fall off for me. Definitely, I still enjoy the game, but not as much as I did when it first came out, and definitely not as much that as this game is such a huge title.
Xenoverse.
And not Xenoverse.
Fortnite.
Nope, not Fortnite.
Oh, what the fuck?
Warzone, bro.
Well, that was my third. That was second game, bro.
I would say Call of Duty Warzone, bro. I feel like it had like a huge potential to be like it's fucking Call of Duty, bro. It's a battle royale Call of Duty. Can't really mess it up, and I feel like they kind of find a way to mess it up a little bit. Like,
you think they're saving all the good ideas for Warzone 2?
I don't think they're gonna make Warzone 2 until this shit kind of fell off.
I thought they
already confirmed it, but I didn't think that was the initial plan until like there's oh shit, people playing this shit. I think they thought it was gonna be like another what's that mode for the old Call of Duty battle
zombies?
No, the Black Ops 1
battle royale.
The Battle Royale one. I think that'll be more like that. Like, they're like, okay, play for a couple months and then drop it. People actually played it. They get money behind it. Like, oh, shit. And it was such... I think what the developer said was, like, it was built on an older game. Like, it's built on, like, on Modern Warfare, which is... They make games every year. So it's not meant to be like, okay, you know. It's built on a game like that. So now when they try to update the game, they have to freaking use, like, older software. That's why shit's so huge. All the updates freaking big. And, like, it's hard to freaking fix shit. And it got overrun with cheaters, stuff like that. So it kind of fell off, bro. It was fun to me at in the beginning. It's still challenging to get it like a battle royale in there. But I think it's definitely one. It's still up there, one of the hardest ones to get to me. I went on. It fell off, bro. Like, you have like big all the money behind you, and like it just gets stale. It gets frustrating. It gets like stagnant. Definitely Warzone.
All right. Well, y'all know my list, bro. The game that fell off me. It's fucking Fortnite, bro.
Bro, you can't be like the dead game nigga, bro. That's not you. That's not you, is it?
I'm saying, that's bro. Not you. The game's gonna be dead, bro.
Bro, it's not dead.
They thought they made a good move, fucking with the building. They fucked up the game, bro. They fucked up the game. I think they lost a lot of diehard fans when they did that. Like I feel like they were pandering to niggas that weren't their fans, you know? Mm. Like, Fortnite already had a community. Niggas, bro. Whether you hated it or not, everybody loved building, bro. Mm-hmm. When the game was only building, you know, you might have hated the niggas who were sweaty as fuck. Mm-hmm. But the reason you played Fortnite was because you wanted to build a wall when you get shot at.
Fortnite,
you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you might not agreed on niggas freaking building the fucking Alpha Tower when you fucking shoot one time, mm-hmm. but you agreed that you like shoot somebody and they be able to retaliate by building a wall and a ramp and to defend themselves, you know, mm-hmm. and you doing vice versa. Mm-hmm. Well, then, I feel like them doing this whole pandering to an audience that's not theirs with the whole no building thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I haven't seen Fortnite on my notifications no more. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Fortnite on my Reddit no more. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Fortnite on my fucking YouTube recommendation no more. I just haven't been seeing as much as I used to. Like, whether it's clips or even like niggas like flexing their buildings, you know, like especially when it was the week or 2 weeks. Of no building, mm-hmm. like I didn't see no clips. You know how you don't be like a little nigga like,
yeah.
Look at that shit.
Yeah,
there was none of that. Like they just cut their fan base off, mm-hmm. and I don't understand why would you ever do that. You know,
I think you're a minority.
They're a minority.
Yes, I think you're a minority. Because I feel like the niggas who were sweaty, right? They're still sweaty. Like they freaking. They the freaking learning curve was different. Like, okay, shit, I can't run the way I used to run when I'm building. But like, they're still. I went in no build mode. I went in build mode on accident a couple of days ago, and they're still in there, bro. Still in there deep.
Like, yeah.
So I feel like it's still the same Fortnite. Like I think it was just the learning curve. Like, you're used to this for so many years, and they switched it out of nowhere. And I think kind of like.
But it's the game though.
Yeah, but it's still there.
That's like fucking Dragon Ball Fighters. Mm-hmm. Having an update saying we taking all Dragon Ball characters. Mm-hmm. And you play a new character.
Yeah, but then they put them back.
But would you still play the game for that so? Wouldn't it turn you off from the game? The fact that they even play with you like that, like this is what y'all built up for years. Mm-hmm. And it's just to take it away, like for no reason, like just for a meme or a, like what was the reason?
It's part of the story, I guess.
Like, who asked for it? Though, I'm saying, like, who asked for? Oh my God, let's add no building mode for the story.
Well, to be honest, people were asking for a no building mode for a while.
I'm saying they could have bended that. Mm-hmm. Like, no one cared. I don't care the fact that they had no building mode. Mm-hmm. The fact that he fucked with niggas who liked to build. Mm-hmm. It made a game that they didn't like. Okay, they picture somebody coming home every day playing Fortnite. Mm-hmm. Getting better building every day, and they finally comfortable where they at. Mm-hmm. And then you reset them,
and then they get shit on. They get shit on. Yeah,
No. Okay. You get shit on, but you basically halt their progress. You hear me?
Yeah.
Like you made them rusty.
Yeah.
They're not rusty because they won't play the game.
Yeah.
They're rusty because you took away their ability to keep playing the way they want to play.
Yeah.
You know, some niggas like to build. You know.
Go on random mode.
Huh?
Go on random mode.
Was it random mode?
Yeah, it's random mode. You could have put Kevin.
Oh. Well, shit. But, I mean, that's still a different environment. You got the weapons that aren't yeah. remote. It's like a different breed of niggas, you know?
Yeah.
I just feel like, they shouldn't do that, bro. I know 100% I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who took a break from Fortnite when he's taking away the building and didn't come back, you know?
Yeah.
I'm 100% I know I'm not one of the only ones.
I tell you what genre game fell off for. I'm going to say just genre. Assassin's Creed, bro.
Damn.
Assassin's Creed fell off so hard, bro. Assassin's Creed used to be hype for Assassin's Creed. Freaking step 12 o'clock, go to GameStop. Oh shit, new Assassin's Creed came out. I got it, bro. Like, oh, you got new Assassin's Creed? Yeah, bro. I used to have an Assassin's Creed shirt. I used to be Assassin, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Assassin's Creed Smosh.
Yeah, bro. And they decided to switch the form up. They changed the freaking. Changed the.
You're part of Robin, though, guys.
What do you mean?
Didn't you buy the fucking first one?
I've never paid for a single one, though, bro. I got. They're all gifts.
Okay.
It just, they changed the formula, bro. Like, no one asked for the RPG shit. Like, they had a better story, and they had some freaking, what was it? I think better combat, something like that. I don't know. They made Unity and got scared. I was like, what the hell? They switched it up. I don't appreciate it, bro. I think Assassin's Creed was great how it was. Maybe it was a little too easy. Maybe that. But other than that, like, I like to fight. I like to be on the fight 12 niggas. Try to fight 12 niggas on this new game. No, they're not working. And the combat didn't even feel good. It felt like Elden Ring. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it felt like freaking... Elden Ring feels good, but, like, when I'm playing Elden Ring, I'm not playing Assassin's Creed, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to fight
niggas. Like, you spent a while playing Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed spent some complete different.
Yeah, games. I didn't want to fight niggas on there. I just kind of want to run around and run away, you know? Sneak up and snap people. And sometimes they didn't even die when I stabbed them. So...
Not strong enough, nigga.
Yeah, not strong enough to kill them, bro. To me, I think that Assassin's Creed fell off hard, bro.
Okay. So you got anything more?
Nah. That was it.
Guess it's...
Xenoverse did fall apart, bro. Yeah. Xenoverse 2 fell off.
Xenoverse fell off.
Yes. Actually...
They just won't stop.
They won't stop, bro. They won't stop. It's the same boat as GTA 5, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it had a good life cycle.
Yeah.
It been alive now would be crazy to me.
Yeah. It just... I feel like they won't stop, bro. They're like, just... They know that, like, they can't not know that the game's broken, bro. And they never fixed it. It's nothing but freaking, it's monsters walking around in that bitch, bro. Like, if you still playing it, you're a monster, bro.
Sweaty niggas and hackers.
Yes, you're a monster still playing that, bro. So, it fell off to me, bro. I know people comment this in the Discord, bro. If y'all got some games that we missed that fell off, bro, please put them down below.
Yeah, put them down below. Put them down below. And speaking of anime games, bro, that's Xenoverse.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe is one of the best anime games.
Yeah, I agree.
What are some of the best anime games? All right, give me your top three best anime games.
Three?
Yeah, top three.
I don't know if I can do that for you. First, Fighters.
Okay.
Number one, Fighters. It is in order today.
Yeah.
So Fighters is the best anime game of all time.
Wait. Let me think, bro. Fighters definitely gotta be up there somewhere. All right.
Okay.
I'll switch it to, like, top three. Fighters, probably out there somewhere.
Okay, what about Naruto? The One Piece is the crossover games.
Naruto?
Mm-hmm. On Ninja Storm? What are you talking about?
Probably, yeah. Ultimate Ninja Storm, like...
Four? Or is it a series? Or number one? Or...
Definitely number one. probably four, I guess.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know if I can put it in my top three, though. Because I don't really like the game that much.
Mm. So don't pin your top three, nigga.
I'm trying to think about some other games.
You want to come back to you?
Hmm? Yeah.
All right, you want to go?
Definitely, you can't say a freaking top anime game without mentioning Dragon Ball Z, Tenkaichi
3.
Definitely 3.
Yep.
So
that's number one?
See, it's hard putting them in freaking.
That's not hard for me at all.
Raging Blast.
That's number two?
Yeah, probably. Well, not.
It's in there.
It's in there.
I'll put
it's in there, bro.
Tenkaichi 3 was fire.
It's what? That, which one is that?
I don't know if I can put it in order, bro. That shit hard, bro.
Man, that's not hard for me at all, bro.
Number one.
Naruto Shippuden and Ultimate Ninja Storm 4. The best anime game of all time.
Damn. Better Generations?
The fuck? Generations? Like Naruto Generations?
Yeah.
Yes, nigga.
Damn.
Yes, I feel like 4 perfected the system. And it's really its own thing, you know? Like, it don't feel like a fight, like a 2D fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fighters and shit. Because Fighters is really just a skeleton of another game. You know, Guilty Gear. Yeah. Faster. But yeah, it's its own thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of anime games try to do that and they don't do it right, you know.
Yeah.
Storm 4 is a perfect 3D arena to me. It's balanced damn near,
mm-hmm.
to a certain extent, you know.
Yeah.
It has a competitive life, you know. That's okay. that still goes into this day. Mm-hmm. To this day, nigga.
Okay.
Why you saying that? Why you saying okay?
I just don't think the gameplay is that good, bro.
What's bad about Storm 4 gameplay?
Hashtag fix Storm 4.
that was from lack of features, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like features that they had before they took out. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spectator mode.
Yeah.
But
y'all winning?
You know what I'm saying? but you bet usage, nigga. Sitting the number one anime game. Why do you say that?
I feel like I'm doing the same thing.
Imagine.
Yes. Every single time, bro. Like. Okay, maybe that's just me, like, new playing the game, alright?
Mm.
But I feel like I'm Precious Square, alright? And then you sub, and then Triangle X, which is Super Dash, to you. And then repeat process, or, and then do you win, or do you lose? I feel like that's all you do.
Mm. I mean, I don't disagree, CJ. I think that
it gets repetitive.
I think that it's just like I think the game looks great though. I think one like I think they put like the love from the series is one.
I mean I can't say that it doesn't look great.
Yeah, but. They push love for the series, and it's like one of the only anime games that like feel like they like did the series service. Like it felt like it didn't feel like freaking like a watered down version.
Yeah, like a cash grab,
yeah.
TV game, you know.
Yeah. Like they just took a little excerpt from the series and put it in their voice, you know.
Yeah,
it felt like it was freaking. It felt alive.
Like it could almost be a substitute for the show.
Yeah. Definitely, I give it that. Ooh, another anime game for me, bro. I don't know if you can even consider this anime game, but because people don't consider it anime, bro.
You know the PS2 guesses?
Yeah, bring up PS2, bro. There was a Avatar game called like Burning Earth, I think it's called. That game was fire, bro. Like
the one headed?
Literally, see that shit was fire, bro. Like you literally like you could
I'm playing right now because it's aged awfully.
You think it aged awfully?
Yeah, I played it.
Burning what?
Like, aged awfully. It's called like a Burning Inferno or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. The new one, not the newest one.
The one you move with the analog stick.
Yeah. That shit felt great. At least when I was a kid, bro. It felt like you freaking like you could hover over the rock and like lift it up and like shoot fireballs at people. I thought that shit was fire, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, my top three again. Okay, number one being Naruto Storm 4.
Mm-hmm.
Number two probably Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that kind of shaped the mold for anime games with 3D fighters, 3D fighters.
Yeah.
A 3D arena fighter, not bad. And then number three, I probably have to give it to, Clash of Ninjas.
Yeah. Oh yes. So, I was thinking about that. It freaking slipped my mind. You're talking about Naruto.
Yeah.
Clash of Ninjas was fire, bro. Like, it was just fun, bro. It was just like even the character selection wasn't that huge, bro. It was just. Yeah. A fun game overall.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't really die. Like it didn't get boring to me.
Yeah, exactly. It felt like it is. I'm like a sleeper, bro. Like I don't know how we even came into like the whole Clash of Ninja thing.
I think just watching the games out one day, didn't we?
Yeah,
pick it up.
I just sleeper in Naruto. Oh, 4 players. All right. And then she got a fire. Oh snap! Like it was fun. I think the story was kind of difficult too. Like, the computer was the hardest hole in us.
And to me, I feel like you keep learning shit in that game, bro. Like, you find out some new abilities you never know they had.
Yeah. It was a fun game overall. Never get tiring.
CJ, I'm just not going to let you slide the way you just read Naruto, CJ. I'm not going to slide, bro. Like, I keep going in my head. I'm not letting you slide, bro. On how you said Naruto just triangle circle. True chakra dancing, you said. Chakra dancing, CJ. Nigga, what is fighters? Didn't say anything with
Huh? Prodigy got freaking dip TODs, different combos, stuff like that.
So does Storm.
Storm, but it's not really like...
I feel like Storm is low-key...
No,
don't. Storm is low-key harder to master than...
No.
Storm... Don't say that. Find a Storm pro, can fight fighting a Fighters pro, you can have a chance of beating Fighters pro compared to being a Storm pro. Bad money.
I think you're lying, bro.
So do I.
CJ, you think you fought a Storm pro master, God tier CJ, online, never nigga plays day one, never hopped a game. You think you can get more damage than him than you would get a nigga on Fighters who been doing the same thing? Huh?
Yes.
You nigga, I beat you with my eyes closed, nigga.
Bro.
Explain, come on, no, not just bro, nigga, it's competition, nigga. I'll just explain.
Bro, I just think Fighters is more in depth. Like, people got more options.
Mm. I agree. I think Fighters have more options, yes. Because it's a stereotypical fighter game, you know? It's just a 2D fighting game, like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, but just Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, Naruto is very deep. You just have to be on that level, you know? Like, mm-hmm. like if you want to play at surface level, you can.
Yeah, but go on. You got no winning match score.
Huh? No, nigga. go online with that same mentality, I guess. Mm-hmm. You're going to get washed, bro. Mm-hmm. By shit that you never knew you could do. You never knew that you could fucking stop this combo midway, switch characters, throw a kunai, you staggered. I switch back to that character, and he's still staggered over here. And then I can summon just to switch back to that nigga, like shit like that, you know? Yeah. Like me saying that out loud, it sounds like what the fuck is he talking about? but see the game playing, like you gonna see shit that you never knew you could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get how you just minimize it, especially you playing a fighting game today.
Mm-hmm.
How to like, cause nigga, you say things about fighters you really want to. You can say, oh, on Fighters, nigga, on Fighters, you literally press square, 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 and you can do auto combo. Just like Naruto. Press triangle, 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 you do auto combo. Just like Naruto.
Yeah, but in Fighters, I can beat somebody. Press square, 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 square. On Naruto, they were square, 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 square. Triangle X.
That's not true. That's not true. That's like saying on Fighters, all you do is when someone punches you, just hit Super Dash, and then you're done fight. That's not how it works. Same thing with Storm. If someone subs you and they hit Chakra Dash, or which is triangle triangle X, you keep saying, all you do is block it, bro.
Well, hey, let's not forget that I'm not gonna say the kid's name, but there's a kid who came here who barely even played Smash Bros. Not Smash Bros. Barely even played Xenoverse, and he barely played Naruto Storm 4.
Mm.
It was clapping CJ, ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I think CJ had some inner hatred with
Storm. It was clapping CJ.
Because like,
she kept from telling something.
Because your argument doesn't make any sense. Because everything I say, everything you're saying about Storm can be applied to Fighters. Like, yes, Fighter is deeper when it comes to like highs and lows, because it's literally a 2D fighting game. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if Naruto Storm was a 2D fighting game, you have low punches, high punches. But it's not. It's a 3D fighting game. But when it comes to complexity and deepness, it's about the same thing as Fighters, what I'm saying. You have your four
Why they got a competitive scene?
It does.
What competitive? I've never seen a competitive, like an actual, like Evo slot.
It does, nigga. Ever since you literally played in it.
Oh, I thought he met himself.
No, he literally went to like it was like it was a game.
Did somebody do use like an exploit on him and they got away with it?
Yeah, it was exploit. Yeah, I mean not an exploit. It's like it's a mechanic that the community made. Cause
wait, aren't there like glitches that make you not be able to play in the game?
What?
Like Rock League glitch, I think. Something like that.
Rock League glitch.
It like make you stuck in the air, something like that.
I'm sure there is glitches in every game. Nigga, wasn't there a glitch in Fighters that go teams can fucking turn you to a ball and shit and you stuck in this forever? Or some shit like that? Or Cell would do his little EX little circle little dash thing and you would fucking fly over the stage? I mean every game has glitches.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to see where you come from today. I just don't understand, bro. Just understand.
I still would see that. There's no way the Storm 4 is more complex than Fighters, bro.
I'm not saying more complex. I'm saying it's the same amount of complex if you play it at a level.
Well, no way.
It is. I'm telling you, it is. I'm telling you. If not, I feel like I'm saying it. I feel like it's harder to master Storm than it is to get good at Fighters.
Okay.
I just don't get how you get to disagree.
You guys decide, bro. You guys decide. If you think Storm 4 is harder to master than Fighters, all right? Damn, we've been talking for a minute.
Are you ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Okay. Thank y'all for watching. Again, this is episode 87. Make sure you follow us on our social medias. Our Twitter is Studio Struggle. Instagram, Struggle Studio _. Our TikTok is Struggle Studio. Same thing as YouTube for niggas don't see the visual of us yelling at each other about Storm. We also have a gaming channel on YouTube, Struggle Studio Gaming. Make sure you check it out. We've been going live a lot. We've been blowing up low-key. For us, you know, we've been growing at a great rate. And I would love y'all be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. And also, make sure to share the video a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah. Share the podcast and the streams, you know? If y'all real ones, you know? Yeah. If you're not, fuck off. But, thank you again for watching. We out.
Peace.
Peace.
She's fucking bugging today.